WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County firefighters will continue their search this morning for more victims of Wednesday night's explosion and fire at a Silver Spring apartment complex. So far, two bodies have been pulled from the rubble. ABC 7 is reporting there may be a third fatality, a body that crews haven't been able to get to yet. A handful of people are still unaccounted for, although authorities say that number is shrinking. A community is coming together to help the nearly 100 people left homeless after that explosion and fire at the Flower Branch Apartments in Silver Spring.
We've already seen, as others have referenced, a huge outpouring of support from our residents.
The director of Montgomery County's Office of Emergency Management, Earl Stoddard, hopes the support will continue through the long recovery process. Thousands of dollars have already been donated to the Montgomery Housing Partnership to help the victims of the explosion and fire. Spokesperson for the county's department, Department of Health and Human Services, Mary Anderson.
These families need everything.
To learn how you can help, go to our Facebook page, WMALDC. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump's campaign plans to meet in Florida today with Republican National Committee officials, but both sides say it is unrelated to ongoing tensions between the two sides.
The RNC denying a Time magazine report that Chairman Reince Priebus threatened to reallocate resources from the presidential campaign to down-ballot races, but a draft letter from former RNC staffers and former members of Congress is asking for a redirection of resources. The frustration due in large part to Trump's repeated refusal to back off comments like this one about President Obama Wednesday.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
Trump telling CNBC he's not changing his approach. I'm Reed Binion.
There's been a series of coordinated explosions targeting popular tourist destinations in Thailand. Correspondent Christy Lou Stout tells us.
They're saying that the explosions at Arak, Thailand are not acts of terror, but what they're calling local sabotage. The Thai deputy police spokesman says that there was no evidence that this is linked to international terrorism.
At least four people were killed. 10 foreigners are among the dozens of people injured. The Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services has an unenviable task. They have to find a new place to dump raw sewage.
Restaurant grease, porta potties, and yes, homes, mainly in the Great Falls and Oakton areas that need to have their septic tanks cleaned out once every 5 years. The current site at Colvin Run keeps seeping out.
It's an old system. It's essentially a pipe in the ground. Been there since the 70s. Technology has come a long way since then.
Public Works spokesman Matt Kaiser says it has to go somewhere, and they'll be looking for sites over the next year.
It's tricky. Fairfax County is built out. This is an industrial-style operation. It does require large trucks.
He says public perception may not be accurate. Modern septic facilities are secure and airtight. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Several thousand low-wage workers are gathering in Richmond for a convention aimed at pushing for a nationwide $15 an hour minimum wage. Organizers of the two-day event say it's expected to draw workers from the fast food, retail, and farming industries, among others. A spokesman for the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office says prosecutors are ready for what they anticipate will be former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky's testimony today in his latest bid to prove he was wrongly convicted of sexually abusing 10 boys. The state spokesman says prosecutors consider Sandusky's post-conviction claims to be meritless. Sandusky has lost previous appeals. Authorities say there is no tsunami threat following a strong 7.2 earthquake today in the Pacific Ocean near the island nations of Vanuatu and New Caledonia. The region sits on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,614, the Nasdaq at 52,28. Sports, the Nationals had the night off. They open a home series against Atlanta tonight. The O's win in Oakland. NFL preseason, the Redskins lose to the Falcons. The Ravens beat Carolina. And in Rio, 19-year-old Simone Biles becomes the fourth straight American to capture an Olympic women's gymnastics all-around title. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Germantown area on 270 southbound, just past 118. That's for crews dealing with the crash along the left side, quickly forming those delays just south of 121 Clarksburg. So keep alert if you're pushing south on 270 heading through Germantown. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, initial crash happened southbound near Powder Mill Road. That's before you get to the Beltway. Crews tell me that's cleared out of the travel lanes, but still in its wake with the heavy volume. However, northbound in Greenbelt, northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of the Beltway for a new accident. The George Washington Parkway, we have a two-car crash southbound just south of the 14th Street Bridge before you get to Reagan National Airport. Does not look like it's causing much of any backups, but keep alert, again, if you're heading on the G-Dub south of the 14th Street Bridge. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bunch of heat, bunch of humidity. Heat advisory in effect noon today until 8 o'clock this evening. A hot one today as temperatures will be in the mid-upper 90s. Heat indices as hot as 105, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Springfield, 79 in Germantown, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A boy falls off a roller coaster, the fourth amusement park ride accident this week. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here. Coming up at 7:05, David Matarsko with the Daily Mail. We'll talk 2016 politics. There are some new developments. Steve Kastenbaum will come up at 7:15 to talk about how our athletes are doing in Rio. Trevor Maddich, how the Redskins do in their first preseason game. And Vince Colonnaise will join us from the Daily Caller. There is a new story on the Daily Caller, and it has to do with Clinton Foundation and an investigation thereof. Really new development, and we'll tell you about that coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Lisa Booth, who is in today for Larry O'Connor.
Hi, Brian.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. Now, Lisa, you're filling the role of Larry O'Connor.
I am. So, tough shoes to fill.
So it's your job during Critter News to try to keep me, you know, distracted. That's what he does. See, I'm trying to tell people important stuff about critters, and yeah. Larry feels like it's his job to just, you know, to mess me up.
So that's I'll do my best.
That's your stated
job. I think
job.
I can do it.
That's
I had three brothers.
Yeah,
so.
That's the gig. All right. Well, you know, we'll start off Critter News by talking about raptors. Now, raptors, I'm not talking about, you know, birds. I'm talking about the F-22 Raptor. There is no more fearsome aircraft in the air today than the F-22 Raptor. Air dominance. The F-22 Stealth Raptor. You kill your opponent without ever being seen. I mean, it is a fearsome aircraft, right? There's really nothing out there that can take on the American F-22 Raptor, except perhaps for a bunch of bees. That's right. Lisa, this is a really disturbing story. The F-22 Raptor was sitting over on the tarmac at the Langley Eustis Joint Air Base. And it's sitting there, and apparently a whole bunch of bees, like thousands and thousands of
20,000.
Yeah. Took up residence inside the engine of the F-22. And this was a problem because, you know, listen, you may not be able to see the thing on radar, but the bees found it just fine. And they're living in the engine, and now you got this multi-million-dollar aircraft, one of the most fearsome aircraft in America today, and it's disabled by bees.
But can you imagine just stumbling upon this and seeing 20,000 bees? I mean, can you just imagine? I would be, I'd be terrified.
Yes, because here come the bees. And what do you do? How do you get rid of the bees? Well, you call for an emergency beekeeper.
Andy Westrich.
This is the second story this week in Critter News where we talk about emergency beekeepers being called in to take care of the errant bees. And apparently they vacuum the bees into a big vacuum, and they take them and put them somewhere else. In this particular case, they took them over to a guy who has a beehive who is also a beer producer. I don't know why those two things are connected, but he's a beer producer who also has a beehive and needs bees for the production of a certain kind of beer, and therefore
interesting.
They were transferred from the raptor to the beer producer.
See, I'm one of those embarrassing people that if a bee comes near me, I like freak out and run away.
Next up on Critter News, very old sharks, you know. They're out there.
I like to say they're mature.
Well, these are very
wise.
These
sharks
are very, very mature sharks. We're talking in this particular case not about the great white, but we're talking about the Greenland shark. It really, in the world of shark, they sort of make fun of the Greenland shark. It's not fearsome at all. Not at all like the great white. Okay, enough of that. The Greenland shark is actually, it's sort of slow and sluggish and not very bright. Sort of a homely-looking shark. But apparently, they went out and collected up a bunch of the Greenland sharks, 28 of them, for study. And they found that 8 out of the 28 Greenland sharks were 200 years old or older. Who knew?
I find that really disrespectful to our elders because, you know, look, the Greenland shark has long been belittled as sluggish, homely, dim-witted, but scientists say that it's the planet's longest living vertebrae, an animal with a backbone. So, you know, they're still kicking.
I mean, a turtle can be 100 years old, right?
Yeah.
A tortoise or a turtle.
Guys,
yeah.
I mean, they're still...
One enormous female...
They're still doing their thing.
...was aged to be at least 270 years old and may have been nearly 400 years old.
Like
they're
a,
not sure.
She's
but
like
it's
a fine
old.
Wine.
Yeah, I'm telling you, 400-year-old shark, which would have put that shark would have been alive if that shark was indeed, as they say, 390 years, actually. Her birth date would have been in the era of Rembrandt and Galileo. I mean, a shark that was around in the time of Galileo. So that's it. Very old sharks. Who knew that sharks could be so old? But the Greenland shark, not particularly a very smart shark, but apparently it is a very old
smart
shark.
Smart enough to live this long.
Yeah, that's smarter than you and me. That's right. Now, down in Rio, they've got a problem because out on the golf course, for example, they've been warned, the golfers have been told, watch out, you could see a boa constrictor or a crocodile or any number of animals that can be dangerous to you. So, you know, you need to keep your head on a swivel and be careful about where you go on the golf course in Rio because it's Rio and they got crocodiles and boa constrictors. And so they ask a guy from Britain's golf team, well, you know, have you seen any of the crocodiles or the boa constrictors? He says, no, but I saw the mega rat. There's a mega rat on the fifth hole, the par five, he says. And apparently these mega rats are really big. I mean, we're not talking about New York City mega rats. We're talking about rats that can be like 145 pounds. They call it the capybara rodent, and it's a rodent that can grow up to 2 feet tall and weigh as much as 145 pounds. So if the boa constrictor doesn't get you and the crocodile doesn't get you, well, it's like the Princess Bride, rats of unusual size.
It weighs more than me. Can you imagine? I mean, I wouldn't suggest this, but I Googled it because I wanted to see what they look like.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like, what is that? The Ninja Turtles. Oh, like
really?
The rat, like the
The rats in the Ninja Turtles.
I forget.
Turtles.
Yeah.
This is a good reason not to go to Rio to play golf.
Terrifying.
That's right. The capybara could get you. 145-pound rat.
Are they dangerous? Do we know if they're dangerous?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out.
That's not how I want to go out. Can you imagine?
It's 6:15, and that is an boy. That was an interesting critter news. We learned a lot there, from bees to old sharks to giant rats
mega
of unusual
rats.
Size. 6:15 on WMAL, and it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, dear. I just Googled that, Lisa Booth.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
That is a mega rat. All right. Don't do it, people. All right. Here we go onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The accident northbound, north of the Beltway in the Greenbelt area. Police are there, slowing. And now, we've been really busy on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Southbound as you head through East Riverdale, south of 410, before you get to 450 for a brand new accident. So one in each direction. Northbound B-Dub, north of the Beltway. Southbound, south of the Beltway. On 270 in Germantown, the crash is southbound, just past 118 along the left side. 66, let's do this. Great. Through Manassas, up through to the Beltway. I'm not seeing much of any delay. Friday in our favor. Through Falls Church, though, eastbound sluggish. 395, a little bit of volume through the Landmark area. And Connecticut Avenue, north of DuPont Circle, reopened. They had it closed for a while with police activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be one of those days that's best described by the word blah. It's going to be nasty. 97 degrees, sunny to partly cloudy. Heat index values, the feel-like temperature, Lisa Booth, 105 degrees.
Hot.
Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 81. Saturday, tomorrow, 98 degrees. And again, heat index values around 105. Going to be a brutal day. It's going to be also hot on Sunday with temperatures in the upper 90s. There is a heat advisory in effect today from noon until 8 p.m. Currently in the nation's capital, already 82 degrees. It is 6:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's all over now. First
time
you're seeing him, yep, actually put their arms around him, trying to bring him in.
There he goes. There he is.
There he goes. It's all over now.
Well, there you have it. That was something that captivated America. Did you watch this, Lisa Booth, where the guy was climbing Trump Towers in New York with suction cups? And his name, at the time we were told, was Steve from Virginia, is that right?
Michael Ryan.
Steve from Virginia was the name of the guy.
Oh.
Now we're being told his name is Michael Ryan. You're right. And he was... he's from Great Falls, Virginia. He's literally in our backyard. And he's had some trouble. He's undergoing, as you might imagine, a psychiatric evaluation at Bellevue Hospital in New York. That's where they take people for those psychiatric evaluations in New York. And they're trying to find out whether he's got a screw loose or something. I don't know. But apparently he's 19 years old. He had a track career, but that ended when he had to have foot surgery. And apparently, I'm told that when he was 18 years old, he ran away from home. And one of the stories that's out there is that he ran away from home because his parents took away his internet privileges. And they took away his internet privileges because he was obsessed with, quote unquote, a political blog. I don't know which one it was.
I'd like to know.
I'm obsessed with some political blogs, but I don't think that makes me, you know...
I don't think I'd run away for it.
I don't think that people should take away my internet privileges because of that.
No.
But apparently they did, and he ran away. And so apparently this is what's going on. The climber's father is a Navy captain. And his mom says that he might be a little autistic. So that's what we're dealing with right now. They were in Europe at the time the parents were, as this guy was climbing the building, and they came back and found out that their son had been arrested in New York for climbing Trump Tower with suction cups.
Do you think he at least got a hat?
No, I don't think he got a hat.
And he didn't get a Make America Great Again.
Yeah,
hat.
One of the things that we were told is that they that he wanted to meet Donald Trump.
That's what I mean.
Least, that was the purpose of all this, right? So I don't know what's going on with the guy, but apparently that's the very latest. He is undergoing psychiatric evaluation. He's a local guy from Great Falls. He once ran away from home because his parents didn't like the fact that he was reading a political blog.
This actually kind of breaks my heart because I have a family member who is in the autism spectrum. So, you know, if that's the case, then it you know, clearly something's a little, you know, if something's going on. You don't climb a tower that is 58 stories without having something.
Well, and yesterday we had a conversation about this. And I'm wondering, you know, did the police do the right thing here? I mean, did they do the right thing by grabbing him and rescuing him and potentially? During that rescue, he could have fallen. Thank God he didn't, and thank goodness that the police were so good at doing that. But some people have suggested, you know, just, you know, put a little area there down below, rope off an area below where he might fall, and then arrest him when he gets to the top. You know, what was the purpose?
Accomplish that dream.
Well, I don't know if it's let him accomplish the dream, but don't put people at risk and don't put him at risk any more than he already is by doing this stupid thing. You know, just leave him alone. I don't know. Which would you have done if you were the police?
I don't know. You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I have a lot of faith in our police officers and the decisions that they make. I mean, and so, you know, I would put, obviously this is the call that they made and they thought was the best route. So I have trust and faith that that was probably the best decision. You know, personally, I'm scared of heights, so I probably would have been done after maybe like 5 feet.
That would have been the end of it.
I would have made
five
it very
feet.
Far.
Oh, that's enough for me. I'm done.
Yeah.
I made my point.
Catch on the flip side.
Now can I meet the Donald?
I
get a red hat? That's right.
You know, I don't think it's, no offense to the Donald, but climbing 58 stories to meet him just seems like a lot of work.
It was compelling stuff.
I get exhausted trying to run a mile, so I can't.
It was compelling stuff, and watching Shepard Smith have fun with it on the news deck.
Can you imagine covering the story live for breaking news? I mean, can you just imagine?
And that's why Shepard Smith was the perfect person to do it. And there was such a ludicrous story to begin with. It's now 6:22 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Well, I want to say thanks to Willis Carrier for inventing air conditioning. You know, air conditioning on a day like today when you have heat advisories and temperature is going to feel like it's 105, air conditioning is a good thing. And when you have a house, the goal of air conditioning is to keep the cold air on the inside of the house and that hot, humid, muggy air on the outside. You know what helps with that? You got to have good windows. You got to have good energy-efficient windows. And if your windows aren't getting the job done, then what you need to do is call the Thompson Creek Window Company because they have energy-efficient windows. When people install the Tom's Creek windows, they notice a couple things. The house gets quieter. Why? Because they're well insulated. And they're well insulated. It also keeps your electric bill down. So this is what you need to do right now. I've seen how these windows are built. I can tell you firsthand that the Thompson Creek folks, they really care about quality. They care about customer service. You can't go wrong. And by the way, right now is the time to take action because this is the biggest window sale of the year. It never gets better than this. 25% off windows during the biggest window sale of the year. 25% off every single window you buy. Pick up your phone right now. Keep the cool air in, the hot, humid air out. Thompson Creek, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Depression is treatable at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers. We understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. with TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I must say that we're doing great, Virginia. 95, lighter than normal as you head through Stafford and Dumfries. A little bit sluggish across the Occoquan toward Newington, but that's really about it. Beltway wide open through Annandale, Tyson, 66, good start. Now, into Germantown, that's where we do have a problem on 270. Southbound, just past 118, the crash was along the left side. Trying to recover in Greenbelt on the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Just north of the Beltway where we had the crash. Park police tell me that's out of the travel lanes, but we have a new one reported. Southbound inside the Beltway just past 410 before you get to 450. That's on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. No delay right now to the Wilson Bridge. Top side of the Beltway, yes, volume starts to form, but it's going to be just after New Hampshire Avenue heading toward Georgia Avenue. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. PC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bunch of heat, bunch of humidity, heat advisory in effect noon today until 8 o'clock this evening. A hot one today as temperatures will be in the mid-upper 90s. Heat indices as hot as 105, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 82 degrees on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor today. And boy, yesterday we were following this story out of Silver Spring, Montgomery County, where an apartment building just exploded about midnight, and it's turned into a really tragic thing as the day has passed and as they've gone through the rubble over there. The picture of what has happened is a bit more clear. It appears now that there still may be as many as five people missing, and they have confirmed that two bodies have been recovered. They apparently have spotted another in the rubble, but it's going to take a little while to get to it. So that would be three confirmed dead, and they believe others are dead as well. And they believe, although it's still early in the investigation, that the cause of this explosion may have had something to do with a natural gas leak. That certainly would make sense. This was an incredibly forceful explosion that destroyed the building. All told, some 30 people were injured. 100 people have been displaced, and a number of people are going to be dead before this is all said and done, including two small children. So it's a really tragic thing. And I mean, they found debris a block away. They found doors and windows were blown out down the street. The boom was heard miles away, but it is a very tragic thing, and they continue to do the cleanup and investigation even today in Silver Spring.
Yeah, and they believe that, you know, young children are among the missing, that they still haven't been, that, you know, are still unaccounted for. So it's just, it's heartbreaking. I mean, it just goes to show you how life can be so short sometimes.
Washington Gas is saying that all day right now that they are doing everything they can to support the investigation as it goes forward. It's 628.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off. You know, they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Well, if we've been asking this question, is the FBI actually investigating the Clinton Foundation and its relationship with then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? Was there a pay to play? And is there an investigation currently underway? Well, there are new developments in that story. We'll share them with you after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The search resumes in a couple of hours in Silver Spring as authorities look for more victims of the Wednesday night explosion and fire that ripped apart an apartment building on Piney Branch Road. At least two people were killed, 30 injured, but a handful of people remain unaccounted for. Montgomery County Assistant Police Chief Russ Hamill says...
We didn't have an exact number. We just had people that were calling in saying a loved one was missing, and we were able to find them in a hospital or at the relocation center or down and on at the shelter.
At the shelter, meanwhile, Paul Carden is with the Red Cross.
We are working in partnership with the county government and with other nonprofits, and our goal is all to work together and create a seamless program of support.
Nearly 100 people were left homeless in that fire. The Howard County executive says he's impressed with how swiftly the recovery effort's going in historic downtown Ellicott City. Nearly 2 weeks after a devastating flash flood, County Executive Alan Kittleman also says, though, that there's a great deal still to be done. Police in Thailand say it's too soon to say who was behind bombing attacks that killed at least four people and wounded dozens, but authorities do say it does not appear to be an act of international terrorism. Donald Trump says he'd be okay with trying Americans suspected of terrorism at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Trump tells the Miami Herald that he wants to ensure the U.S. has a safe place to keep a radical Islamic terrorist. And in Rio, a Belgian athlete has become sick after racing in polluted waters. Evie Van Acker is the first sailor to fall ill from those polluted waters. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,614, the Nasdaq at 52,28. Sports, baseball, the O's win, the Nats have the night off. NFL preseason, the Redskins open with a loss in Atlanta, the Ravens beat Carolina, and in Rio, the U.S. continues to lead the medal count with 16 gold, 38 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Instead of shoveling snow in February, you should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's Cruise to the Caribbean. Join my good friend Brent Bozell and other solid conservatives like Alan West, General Jerry Boykin, and many, many others. Go to mrccruise.com and sign up before they sell out. Call 1-800-707-1634. That's 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
You want to be able to have a balance between enjoying your money today and knowing that you're being responsible for the future. And I think that balance can be found in for every dollar you put towards today, towards your kids, towards vacations, towards home improvement projects, towards the next car, put $1 towards your future.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor. Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. I spoke too soon. It is still good, though, coming through the Stafford area and pushing up toward Dumfries. But up ahead, we have a crash now. Northbound on I-95 as you head toward the Occoquan before 123. They're trying to get that over to the shoulder. Then beyond, a little bit sluggish through Lorton and Newington. No problems to report currently with fingers crossed on 66. Greenway Toll Road Route 7 out of Leesburg. That's been in good shape. Wilson Bridge, your backup's now starting before you get to 210. DC 295 South, Kenilworth Avenue, just been about the volume. Baltimore Washington Parkway, north of the Beltway and Greenbelt, that crash gone. And the outer loop into Silver Spring, slowing 270 heavy past 118 in Germantown with still some activity from the crash on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, tomorrow, mid upper 90s air temperatures. Heat advisory noon today till 8 p.m. tonight. Excessive heat watch tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Isolated showers, thunder showers around today and tomorrow. Then on Sunday, don't have a mention of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Woodbridge, 73 in Bowie, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning. David Matarsko with the Daily Mobile here to talk politics. Steve Kastenbaum will give us the latest from Rio. How are our athletes doing? Pretty well is the answer, but we'll tell you how well. 7:35, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins' first preseason game. How are they looking? How's Kirk Cousins looking out there? 8:05, Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller. There's a big story that we're going to talk about now about the Clinton Global Initiative and their foundation that is in the Daily Caller today. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Lisa Booth, who is in for Larry O'Connor, taking the day off.
TGIF, Brian.
It's good to be here, and it's good to have you here, Lisa. Thanks for jumping up.
Thanks for having me.
You were on Hannity last night, right?
I was.
And then you're up here early this morning.
Woman, a lot of coffee, Brian. A lot of coffee.
5-hour energy drink. I recommend it.
All right, so
listen, there's been this question, and it has to do with, will Hillary actually, you know, look out for your best interest as president of the United States?
A lot of people feel no one is on their side and no one has their back. And that is not how it's supposed to be in America. If I am fortunate enough to be your president, I will have your back every single day that I serve.
All right. So, you know, that's what she says on the campaign trail. But, I mean, really, I wonder if she has the back of the average guy or that person who makes a big contribution to her campaign or, let's say, in the past, to the Clinton Foundation. That's the question that many people are beginning to ask because new emails are starting to come out. Each and every day, there's a drip, drip, drip of new emails that are coming to light through FOIA requests, Judicial watch. We, you know, and maybe sometime we're going to get some more stuff from the folks at WikiLeaks. But they seem to show that there was a real cozy relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the operation of the Department of State. A whole host of things that suggest this. And it's the question is, you know, did you have to pay over at the foundation in order to get favorable consideration at the State Department? Did you have to pay Bill to give a big multi-$1,000 speech in order to get the phone calls returned at the State Department or favorable consideration from the State Department when they make decisions about who you can trade with, et cetera? All kinds of things going on there. So this question has been raised, and now there are some new developments. And I want to share them with you because this really could be the turning point in this campaign. First of all, Sarah Westwood over at the Washington Examiner has done some great reporting, and she says that earlier this year there were three times where different FBI bureaus around the country went to the Justice Department and said, you know what, we need to conduct an investigation of the Clinton Foundation and whether or not they are acting properly. And those three bureaus of the FBI were rebuffed by the Department of Justice, saying, no, we've looked at this. There's nothing there. There's nothing to see there. And, so, you know, just go about your business. Pay no attention to what's happening at the Clinton Foundation, which is infuriating. If three bureaus of the FBI believe there's reason to conduct an investigation, there ought to be an investigation. But the Department of Justice is running interference, apparently, for this candidate and for Bill Clinton, and that did not happen at the time. However, here is the new story. It comes to us from the Daily Caller. And it says that right now there are multiple FBI investigations are underway involving potential corruption charges against the Clinton Foundation, according to a former senior law enforcement official. So after they looked at it and decided there wasn't an investigation, apparently they have decided that there is. This is the more current story, the more current information. The investigation centers, I'm just reading this verbatim, on New York City, where the Clinton Foundation has its main offices, according to the former official who has direct knowledge of the activities. Prosecutorial support will come from various U.S. attorney offices, a major departure from other centralized FBI investigations. The New York-based probe is being led by Preet Bharara, a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, a man known for his prosecutorial aggressiveness, and has resulted in a large number of convictions on banks, hedge funds, and Wall Street insiders. So the guy knows how to track the money, which would be very important in this investigation. The involvement of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern District would be seen by agents as a positive development. This is a quote. Would be seen by agents as a positive development, as prosecutors there are generally thought to be more aggressive than the career lawyers within the Department of Justice.
Well, also, can we just think about this for a moment? The Democratic Party's nominee has faced two FBI investigations, who could potentially be the next president of the United States. I mean, I just, that to me is just mind-boggling of just how corrupt she is. And to such great lengths that she went. I mean, this really begs the question, too. Is this why she spent $140,000 out of her own pocket to set up a private server?
Right.
So that she could hide information like this. And honestly, this is just from the emails that she turned over. We know that she deleted tens of thousands of emails to such a degree that forensic evidence couldn't recover them. It was done in an intentional way so that they're unrecoverable.
You're absolutely right, and apparently, through Freedom of Information Act request and going to the court, Judicial Watch has come up with a couple of examples where there was some pretty cozy stuff going on, where calls were being made on behalf of Clinton Foundation officials to Justice Department higher ups that worked right beneath Hillary Clinton, saying we need to do this, we need to do this. These people are important to the foundation, so would you please take care of their request? Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work. That means that people who are making contributions to the Clinton Foundation were getting favorable treatment at the State Department, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. You shouldn't have to pay in order to play.
Well, what really drives me insane is there's just such a double standard and hypocrisy with both the Democratic Party and the mainstream media, in the sense that there's been all this questioning of Donald Trump's temperament? Is, can he be commander in chief? And, you know, oh, and he's got ties to the Russians, et cetera, et cetera. When we know for a fact that Hillary Clinton was peddling favors for foreign donors while at Secretary of State, we know for a fact, you know, how can we possibly question her judgment, or how can we possibly trust her judgment? How can she possibly be commander in chief when we find out stuff like this? And you just look at some of the information that was on her private server, at least what's been reported, yeah. Information about CIA personnel, information about special access programs, information about us spying on North Korea's nuclear weapons, and all of that on her server that she put at risk.
Yeah, listen, there are more developments. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. It is now 6:44.
I will have your back every single day.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, eh, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
It is now 6:45 on WAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, not so bad. 270 as you leave Frederick. Still pretty much up at speed through Urbana and Hyattstown. Do have a stretch of delays, though, in recovery mode. Had the earlier crash south on 270 south of 118. Then once you get through there, you're good to go down to the Beltway. Beltway starts to slow through the stretch coming from College Park to Silver Spring. Green Belt earlier crash northbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway cleared. Southbound inside the Beltway improving from the earlier volume. Virginia 66, here we come into Centerville, but that seems to really be about the slowest stretch between the Gainesville area and the Beltway and through Falls Church. 95 northbound near the Occoquan crash now to the shoulder. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Excessive heat watch for tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Mid-upper 90s, but it's the humidity. Maybe a storm around today. Back down into the upper 70s tonight. Maybe 80 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid-90s feels like 105 once again, and still some heat on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Hot, hot, hot. Already 82 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. We're talking about this, this Clinton Foundation and whether or not you had to make donations to Bill or ask him to come give a big speech in order to get favorable consideration at the State Department when Secretary Clinton was there. And there's a lot of information that suggests the relationship between the foundation and the State Department was very cozy. Now, I have often talked about on this program the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton, a woman by the name of Cheryl Mills. And I told you a year and a half ago, watch this story, because Cheryl Mills is a key player in this particular story, as it will unveil, and it has turned out to be entirely true. June 19th of 2012, Cheryl Mills, then the chief of staff for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, boarded an Amtrak Acela train at Union Station bound for New York. What she did, who she met with, and why has remained a mystery even to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee until now. For the last 7 months, Senate investigators have been trying to find out what Mills was up to, and for 7 months, the U.S. Department of State has refused to answer. But according to this story in The Blaze, what it was is she was going to New York to do work for the Clinton Foundation while she was chief of staff to Hillary Clinton. She went there to hold interviews with top-level executives from Walmart and Pfizer's. These are companies that had made donations to the Clinton Foundation and were partners in the Clinton Global Initiative because they were looking for somebody to lead the Clinton Foundation. And these were job interviews. And she went up while chief of staff to New York to do this. Now, the Clinton campaign and chief of staff Mills, who now, by the way, works for the Clinton Foundation once again, have said, oh, well, I did this on my own time. I was volunteering my time, and I'm allowed to do that as a federal employee. I can volunteer my time for charities like the Clinton Foundation. And I wasn't paid by the government at the time, and they picked up none of my expenses. I did this on my own nickel. And so she says it's okay to do that. Well, but it certainly shows a very continuing, cozy relationship, even after she was the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton.
Well, there's just, you know, back to sort of the hypocrisy angle from, you know, I'm so sick and tired of the media bias this election cycle and the fact that somehow nobody is calling into question Hillary Clinton's ability to be commander in chief, both from a morality standpoint, a judgment standpoint. I mean, she's proven that she can be bought. And you look at, too, just the deal with Uranium Run, one, a Russian company where the individuals of the company donated substantially to the Clinton Foundation in the tomb of, you know, tens of millions of dollars. And she approved a deal that would give a Russian company 20% ownership of America's uranium production. They had given to the Clinton Foundation as the Secretary of State. She approved the deal. But somehow, you know, there's these questions about connections with the Donald Trump campaign in Russia. But we have this in front of us, too. You look at her email server. She had information about the Iranian scientists. And while there's not a direct correlation, it does beg the question about the kind of information that she exposed, foreign entities to with a server that was as secure as Gmail when she's traveling to hostile nations with information, possibly putting lives at risk, putting her national security at risk. But nobody's asking this of her. Nobody's putting that to question. Nobody's questioning her judgment. And she's just getting a free pass.
Well, apparently it's under investigation in the Southern District of New York by the U.S. attorney there, according to the Daily Caller. New development this day. It is now 6:51.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
This is Brian Scudamore. You hear me on the radio sometimes.
And we're his main man, Tom.
We believe your complete happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Number one,
freedom from hunger.
We believe everyone should have enough to eat.
Number two,
freedom from fear. We believe everyone deserves to live in peace.
Number three,
freedom from external limitations. We believe everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Number four,
freedom from junk. We believe pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things
and begin to live without those strings
joyfully like queens and kings.
We work until midnight 7 days a week
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know, they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Well, it was a great day on Wall Street. Let's see how your money's doing. Check into the news desk at CNBC.
And good morning. It's Chuck Kamlick. And I'm going back in my mind to March like I always do when stocks hit bottom and the world looked bleak. Now, here we are, 5 months later, as you say, things are looking great. The markets are at record highs. In fact, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all hit a new record on the same day. And that hasn't happened since 1999, December 31st. Bill Clinton was president then. Cher had the top song of the year with Believe. High-end retailer Nordstrom out last night saying that sales fell, but less than expected. That stock could be up 11% today. JCPenney reports later, and it's expected to report a much smaller loss for the quarter. Twitter officially denies it will shut down next year, despite rumors yesterday that it would. NVIDIA reported its fastest sales in 5 years, thanks to demand for its chips that are used to power video game computers. Those high-end machines are used for games like Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty. And right now, you can head over to Walmart and load up on deep-fried Twinkies. Unlike the original Twinkies, though, you'll have to keep these frozen until you're ready to bake them. It's an exclusive deal between Hostess and Walmart. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, heaviest stretch because of a crash. It looks like most everything to the shoulder. Fire truck just left. Northbound 95 as you leave Dale City into Woodbridge. The accident just after at the Prince William Parkway. Most of it, like I said, confined to the right shoulder. That's the distraction point. 395 through Landmark slowing. 66, Manassas Centerville, heavy in the delays. On 66, right near 29 Centerville, initial crash reported in the westbound lane. I'm not seeing anything in the camera just yet. Keep alert if you're either direction 66 in Centerville. Top side of the Maryland Beltway slowing through Silver Spring and 270 south in Germantown. Accident past 118 out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so here's the forecast. A heat advisory in effect starting at noon today all the way to 8 o'clock. It's going to be around 97 degrees, but it's going to feel like 105 because the humidity is just going to be outrageously high. Tonight, 81 degrees, and tomorrow, again, heat index values around 105. The air temperature will be somewhere in the neighborhood of 98 degrees. And on Sunday, another hot day, temperatures in the upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees on WMAL.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Big espionage case this month. The Chinese intelligence services have penetrated our FBI with a spy. For 10 years, an FBI electronic technician was passing highly sensitive information about FBI surveillance techniques to his Chinese handlers. He was giving them everything he knew and learned related to how the FBI monitors suspected espionage agents operating in the United States, everything from phone taps to computer penetrations. You can imagine how valuable that information is to a Chinese spy operating in the United States. Their goal is to steal business and government secrets and not get caught by the FBI. Having someone tipping off the Chinese agents from the inside of the FBI is exactly what they needed to prevent their spy operations from being uncovered. Spying against the United States is unfortunately alive and well, and it's beginning to give the world's oldest profession a bad name. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-865-3959, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-865-3959, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-865-3959. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-865-3959. Call 800-865-3959 now.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk politics with David Matarsko from the Daily Mail. We'll go to Rio and get a report from Steve Kastenbaum, and then we'll talk to Trevor Maddich about how the Redskins look in the first preseason game. It's all ahead in the next hour, 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.